Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's get through this, and then we're going to take some phone calls on the other side. I promise I'm going to get some of you guys that wanted to talk Ravens and other things. Yeah, so interesting enough, let's start off with these stories because I want to get some of the quick things out of the way here. How about this? Brazen bank robber fakes a limp to carry out a broad daylight heist in Louisiana. That's right. He walked in with his face kind of covered, wearing like a sweatsuit, like a jacket zip-up. Hat pulled down, and he's walking with his limp, and it's like, surprise, it's the old Jim Brown. Guess what? I'm here to rob you. That's right. He was covered from head to toe, dramatically limping in, like overdoing it. The man wore a gray jumpsuit, a large black-rimmed hat, sunglasses, a medical face mask, and a clear fanny pack. According to the video, he included a neck brace in the bizarre ensemble. And then eventually, obviously, everybody realized he wasn't hurt. It was a robbery. Mm-hmm. The teller placed an undisclosed amount of cash on the counter, which a suspect easily picked up, put in his fanny pack. With his jackpot secured, the man pivoted and sauntered out the door, his injured act entirely abandoned. Surveillance footage outside of the bank showed the suspect sprinting down the street. I believe they are still looking for him. They need to start. Yeah, I think they're still looking for the guy. But again, wasn't that a big issue when the pandemic started with
masks?
And then now they have, how does the facial recognition thing work with the guys that wear the masks that are other faces? Have you seen those?
So I've seen them. Yeah, I don't know how to.
It almost looks like they're pulling pantyhose over their face and they might have like, what is Breaking Bad? Why can't I think? Walter White. They might have his face. And it looks, from a distance, it looks like that's his face.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't even have to be a far distance. So like, I know they were talking about people wearing masks and then Noah's like, well, hell, you're inviting people to come in with their face covered.
So, yeah.
Or bad things going to happen. But we had this, and we had another story, which I have to read some of the comments to you because this was so good. Just so good. All right. Let me tell you the headline here. Naked man hid in porta potty after trying to hit construction worker with stolen car. All right. I'll give you the rest of this story. This happened in, surprise, Florida. A man allegedly stole a construction worker's car, attempted to run him over with it, and then hid from the police in a porta potty with no clothes on. The 43-year-old Joshua Molnix, they didn't give his middle name. he came onto the private property from one of the nearby beaches. The worker said he told Molnix to leave, but he instead refused to and attempted to break into a shed on the property. After failing, he allegedly saw the worker's unlocked Nissan SUV with the keys inside, jumped inside, and then he tried to run the guy over. Now, the reason this story is so great, and this is why I say things like this all the time, this guy has an extremely odd-shaped head, right?
He did.
It's like he's got a bald head. His head is very square. People were calling him Megamind and all these other names. I just want to read some of the comments, and these are just from our people here.
Yeah.
These are, after I shared it, I didn't go back to the main page, which there's a ton.
His head, it reminds me of those terracotta flower pots. Like, it's a you know what I
mean? By the way, I shared this on Facebook if you guys want to see his head. But, like, here's what we get. Playing head games, huh? He's definitely heading down the wrong path. Somebody else said, That's a cranium that the predator would drool over.
It's a billboard.
There's so many good ones. Looks like he had a lot on his mind. He could sell ads on that forehead for bail money.
Yeah, that's the one.
And my favorite one, that's Square Bob Squarehead. Sometimes there's so many just great people out there that, like, I'd be one of those guys trying to come up with lines, and then sometimes I'll come up with something like, this is great, and I'll read something else and go, that's better.
That's better. I know. I do the same thing. That was funny. All right.
Yeah.
How do these, the masks, like the Walter White mask or whatever, they look like?
Yeah, I'll have to show you. Like,
it's not like a Halloween mask. It's like a skin tight mask.
So it looks like you, like if you watch like a race car driver getting in and pulling one of those things over its head.
Yeah, the fire retarded things, yeah.
So it's like that mask, but as soon as he pulls it down and he lets go, it kind of like, you just see the face.
Hmm.
So it looks like, I'll show you this in a commercial.
I'm curious, because I don't know if people know how facial recognition works. What it does, it identifies your face as if it's a human face. It measures, it takes points on your face, like the distance between your eyes, the size of your eyes, the shape of your nose, the mouth, had the distance, all the distances basically. It's like a geometric thing. And then it assigns numbers to it. You get like a... What happens is you get a code, like a numeric code. What are you laughing at?
Because I'm just thinking about what happened to me, because you were talking about my mutton chops and mustache. I couldn't get into my own phone with facial recognition. I guess it's pedophile protected.
I was going to say.
It's like, it looked at me, it's like, nope. And now I had to punch in my passcode for like 2 weeks.
Your phone probably called 911, like the emergency, like the SOS. Because what it does, it gives you a numeric code, and that's how it actually works. So I'm curious if it's altered with these things.
Yes.
Because it would have to be if it's everything's off, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let me finish with this, because we got a few minutes here and it's going to lead us into the next topic. And again, we'll take your phone calls, but I want people to chime in on this topic as well. I was sitting here the other day in studio, and then Rob said, hey, I want to throw something out there and see what you guys think about it. He goes, I don't think Eddie Murphy was a great stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what is he talking? And then all of a sudden, Ed co-signed on the damn thing. Ed's like, yeah, I agree with you. And I'm like, the hell am I? Is this some bizarre world where somebody's telling me Eddie Murphy wasn't a great comedian, like he didn't have two of the greatest comedy specials of all time? Then you guys kind of explain what you're talking about. You're not saying he's not funny.
Right? Not to me, he's not.
But like stand-up-wise, do you love him in movies?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, he's still funny, but you don't like his stand-up?
It's not my kind of comedy.
Yeah, okay. Well, I totally disagree. I think you guys are morons. Like what I was saying to Rob, the one thing that I thought about Eddie Murphy and material-wise, he even said that he didn't kind of relate to the material. It was just like, curse this, curse that, whatever. He said, tell me the punchlines on things. But like the ice cream story was one of the best things. By the way, I shouldn't have been watching this stuff as a kid. Thanks, Dad. But with Eddie Murphy, like to me, he had the stage presence of an Andrew Dice Clay. And he had material that was similar to what like Richard Pryor and some of these guys were putting out. Now, his got a little different, you know, in some of the routes he took, but he still has two of the greatest stand-up comedy specials of all time in Raw and Delirious. So
whatever.
I will fight you guys in the six-sided ring of fire if you're going to sit here and tell me that Eddie Murphy wasn't a great stand-up comedian. What about you, Joe? What do you think? Are you too young for Eddie Murphy stand-up?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't have a frame of reference, honestly.
Young-ass kids.
It's not like I haven't seen it, but
did you see Raw or Delirious?
I have, okay. But I don't like.
I got.
I can't co-sign what you're saying. I think that is kind of a hot take, though, that
he's
not a good stand-up comedian.
Because I think there's a lot of people that put him in, like, if you had a Mount Rushmore top five, they put him in that group.
Actually, there's four in Mount Rushmore.
I know. I said a Mount Rushmore or a top five.
I'm sorry,
jackass.
I had to.
But anyway,
I know how I am.
Yeah, I know. All right, we're going to step out. We'll take some of these phone calls. I know some of the guys want to talk about the Ravens and their offensive line and who's coming out of the AFC. We'll get to some of that, guys, but we're also going to talk about Eddie Murphy here. Do you think he was a good comedian? Want to hear from you. 410-583-1057.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
No, you didn't. Why'd you go with this and not What's Up With You with Michael Jackson? What a banger. Do you like to party all the time, Ed?
Used to.
This came out. I love this song. Did you like this song or no? Do you think?
No.
Oh, you guys are awful. By the way, I was getting a bunch of text messages from my dad. I got "You're welcome." Then he texted me "You're on welfare." Then he texted me an ice cream emoji and then an ice cream cone. And I'm like, what the hell is he even talking about? Because he lives down in like outside Virginia Beach in Carolina. So he must be in town listening or watching online.
Could be listening online.
Yeah, that's what might be happening because now he's texting me. And then he wrote, "Want a lick? Psych." And then I'm like, all right, now I know what the hell he's doing. I got some ice cream.
Took you a long time to string that together there, Sherlock.
Yeah. Well, I didn't because I don't expect him to be listening. That's all it is. But yeah, love you too, Dad. Thanks a lot. Hey, how about we watch Raw? I'm six. Anyway, my buddy texted me and said, X texted me, he was loved Eddie Murphy. Said that was one that he had to sneak into as a kid to watch. So let's go out to the phone line. Let's talk a little bit about this because I totally disagree with these guys. I'm going to get to some of the other callers towards the end of this. Let's grab Daryl in Baltimore. Daryl, you're on the fan. What do you think about Eddie Murphy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Eddie Murphy, I mean, he's great, man. He's right up in there, but I like his comedy more than his comedian.
You mean like his movies?
Yeah, I love his movies. I mean, he was good at stand up too, but I really really love his movies and stuff like that.
Well, I would be okay if somebody said, hey, all right, let's take what he did on SNL, let's take his stand up, and let's take his movies and stack them up. I wouldn't have a problem if somebody had his stand up comedy last in those groups, but I still think his stand up comedy is top notch.
I see. Look, I know his comedy. He's great. He's regarded as one of the best ever. And his specials are iconic. I don't think he's funny. Stand up. It's not, or at least it's not my taste.
It's fine. There's nothing wrong with
it. It's not my taste. I'll tell you who I like intellectual comedy. And you don't have to be, Norm MacDonald. I'm talking about guys that were smart. Dave Chappelle is brilliant. He is so smart. And his comedy, I think, I roll on the floor with him, with his delivery, his expressions. Louis C.K. Mm-hmm. Love his comedy. It makes you uncomfortable. He does the stuff that you kind of do.
Oh yeah, I mean when
the
he
inappropriate
did,
stuff and
I mean,
you know,
taking away all the Me Too stuff and how he got taking away all that.
The of course but maybe skit.
Yes,
is one of the funniest ones he's ever done, in my opinion. And it's so uncomfortable.
The thing he did on SNL about pedophiles that made everybody so uncomfortable. You're like, did he really just do that? Yeah, you're right.
Shane Gillis.
Yeah, very intelligent.
Tom Segura.
I think Dave Chappelle is incredibly intelligent. It's weird. He was influenced by a guy named Eddie Murphy.
No, he wasn't. Murphy was influenced by him.
No, he wasn't. By Chappelle?
That's what he said.
Chappelle came so many years after. Yes. He had already done stand-up. All right, let's grab another caller while you're looking that up. Jay is in Baltimore. Jay, you're on the fan.
Hey, man, this is sacrilegious, man.
Yeah, tell me.
This is sacrilegious. Look, that's like saying Al Pacino wasn't one of the greatest actors.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan wasn't the greatest basketball player. Eddie Murphy, when it comes down to being funny, you better pick somebody else, not Eddie Murphy.
There you go.
I'm talking about even stand-up, not Eddie Murphy. Sometimes when time go by, we forget how great somebody was at their peak. Now, like Dave Chappelle, a bad boy. He's a bad boy. I got a question for Ed.
Yeah.
Give me your top three.
My top three? Funny.
Comedians?
Funnies. Uh-huh.
Dave Chappelle, George Carlin, Shane Gillis.
Okay.
That's a different kind of funny. I like those three, too, but it's a different kind of funny.
It's definitely a different kind of funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Intellectually funny. I think you're right there.
Yeah, that's what I like. I think George Carlin, and I was kidding, Eddie Murphy was influenced for Chappelle and Kevin Hart and all those guys.
Jay, thanks for calling.
But I like intellectual. I think George Carlin was the godfather of that. His stuff is brilliant today.
Mm-hmm.
And he does the same stuff that people are talking about today. He outs the government and BS and nonsense and, you know, political correctness had gone wrong. And he was as liberal as you can get.
Yeah.
But he hated, you know, BS liberalism and stuff. But he was brilliant. And I think Chappelle has that in him.
It's here's something. Like, my favorite comedian of all time, most of you wouldn't even know him. And I'm surprised, like, if you haven't listened to him, Ed, I would suggest going back and listening to some of his material. It's Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks was dark comedy, almost like dark poetry. He did a lot of political stuff. Mm-hmm. He talked about, like, he told a story about being drunk and getting pulled over by the cops and how drunk he was. He saw the lights and he thought he made it to another disco party. And then the cop starts frisking him and he goes, what is this, a leather party? Get off of me. You know, like, so he has a lot of, like, really thought-provoking stuff. That's my favorite comedian of all time. It's kind of interesting when you start thinking about the guys that were the best, because in my top three, I think I'm going, as I said, Bill Hicks is my favorite. I think Paul Mooney's probably second for me.
Really?
I just think he was brilliant in what he wrote, and I would probably put George Carlin in my top three.
Mm-hmm.
But like Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor, they all should be in there. Putting me on the spot and making me think about it, I don't know what my top three would be. Yeah. I just know number one's Bill
Hicks.
Well,
it's one of those things, like the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I can give you, if I'm pressed, I'll give you three. But there's more. It's hard because with comedians, same thing.
It's like your favorite music artist. Like, you're going to have multiple.
It's a matter of taste. It's very subjective because I know what I like.
Like,
you know?
I wasn't a fan of Joe Rogan as a stand-up comedian because I thought all of his bits were just about oral sex. Like, it just got back to it over and over and over. Like, I wasn't a big fan of his. I think what he's doing now is a phenomenal platform for him because he can be funny and not try to write all this material and do his own thing. But the bottom line for me, and getting back to the point of why we had this, I was just kind of taken aback by you guys going, yeah, I didn't think he was a great stand-up comedian. And I'm like, taking my glasses off. I'm like, am I awake? Like, what's happened? Because I
Caller just said the same thing I did.
No, he was agreeing. He was saying you guys forget how good he is.
Mm-mm.
That's exactly what that guy was saying. Yeah. You thought he agreed.
You misheard him. No.
No, that's why he asked for your top three. All right, let's take another one here, and then we'll go to Corey in Baltimore. Corey, you're on the fan.
What's happening, bro?
What's up, man?
I mean, you guys tripping, man. Like, at that particular time, that was a different era of comedy and whatnot. Dave Chappelle and them, they mimic Eddie Murphy, his style and whatnot. So back in the day, back in them 80s, man, me, that was funny as hell. Compared to the day, all right, then you look back at it and you look at comedy this day, totally, completely different era.
It is a different era. Don't hang up yet. Different era. But let me say, when I saw this stuff when it was timely, when it was current, I never thought the Honeymooners bit was funny. Yeah, Norton, you know, and I know that I'm going to...
You're going to get me laughing. I think it's hilarious.
I think it's so stupid. To me, it was so stupid.
By the way, I'm watching this as a child, like, and I'm laughing my ass off.
And thankfully, you still are, so you still find it funny. But I didn't think it was funny then. Because it's just like...
I don't know that I can work with you guys anymore.
If you've got to just be so blue, and that's what you think is funny... And you'll get your mouth breathers to laugh in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
They're all out there. They're still out there. I never thought Andrew Dice Clay was funny.
He just had great stage presence, man. He owned the stage. That's the thing I loved about
him.
But
his stuff was the same nonsense.
Hey, Corey.
Hickory dickory dock. Yeah. Your mother.
By the way, he's Jewish too. Everybody always thought he was like this big Italian guy. Corey, who's
they're like the same people in New York.
Who's your favorite stand-up?
There's a guy named Ali Sadiq.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Ali Sadiq. He's up and coming, man.
He's funny.
Yeah.
And
Mojo Brooks. Mojo Brooks.
I think Joko is funny.
Yeah,
Joe Coy. Excuse me,
Joe, you Coy. Like Joe Coy. Joe Coy. Corey, thanks for the call, man. Trippy has one here that I'm glad he brought this name up because this guy is one of the most brilliant stand-ups that I've ever seen. And when you start stacking them up, I don't think his name gets mentioned enough. When he would have the DJ turn on music after he'd make his joke and get music on and then walk away. Trippy, tell everybody who we should have talked about already.
Man, y'all should have said Bernie Mac, man. Oh. Bernie Mac is so hilarious, man. Like, I could watch his videos nonstop. Like, the other ones y'all saying funny, too. Like, him, Martin, back in the day. Yeah, man, it was funny, though. But Bernie Mac, I really can't. I was trying to think of a saying real quick, but he had so much cussing in there, I can't really think of one right now. But, yeah, Bernie Mac definitely was funny.
He talked about his gay nephew or whatever when he went off on that bit. That was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about him sassing him and how he sounded. I don't know that you're doing that today and getting away with some of those things. Maybe today, because it looked like cancel culture hit and then went away for a second. And we'll see if it's
back.
At some point. Trippy, what else? I'm glad you brought up Bernie Mac. Anybody else you want to throw in there?
Yeah, Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock.
Chris Rock I like a lot, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I told you what Chris...
Oh, yeah, and Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx was a little funny to me. He was a little loud.
Yeah, I mean, I like Jamie Foxx better on, like, in Living... Thanks for the call, Trippy, in Living Color and some of the other
stuff. I think some guys are just better comedic actors, like Eddie Murphy.
Like...
They're just better. Eddie Murphy in Coming to America was brilliant, I thought. I really did. I thought that show was well done. The movie... I watch it every time it's on. Loved Eddie Murphy. I still do. I just didn't like his stand-up.
Yeah. Well, all right, we're going to get to some of these other calls. Guys, I know you wanted to talk about the Ravens. We're going to get the calls next. We're going to talk a little bit about the injury report, raise your level of worry for an upset. Rashawn, Antonio, Kevin, I'm getting you guys next right here on The Fan. All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Yeah, we were talking a little about Eddie Murphy. You guys can feel free to, throughout the show, throw in your thoughts on it. Thought it was interesting because I just was blindsided by your guys' opinion on it. But we're going to get back to Ravens right now. Let's go out to the phone lines and start with Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on The Fan.
Thanks, buddy. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
How's it going?
Good.
So for me, I'm just going to cook real quick. I think the Colts are the Cinderella team. I think the Denver Broncos are just a street-fighting team that can beat anybody if they want to. I think the Ravens are definitely a dark horse, but with a lot of potential. Most importantly, I think the Buffalo Bills are the fraudulent team. They'd have the number one easiest schedule if we hadn't have been on their schedule as the Ravens. So that's kind of my plethora of teams that I think could win it, fellas.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate the phone call because, yeah, I mean, look, I've got people asking me all the time, like, you think the Colts are for real? And I said, look, you can sit here and say what you want. They might have the best player in football right now in Jonathan Taylor. I mean, he should be a front runner for the MVP, but I understand he's a running back and they want to give it to a quarterback. Their defense is playing better. They made a huge move to try to better their team this year. I think they gave up way too much.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got a lot of nice pieces of the team. Offensive line's good. Their defensive line's good. They stayed relatively healthy, knock on wood for their sake. I just wonder, does he turn into a pumpkin later on this season, Daniel Jones? Because his last two games haven't been what you'd normally expect from him. I mean, last game's fine, but like some turnovers, some poor play. I just can't. I think you got to lose before you can win, and I don't think the Colts are there yet.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really seen them in action. I've seen highlights, obviously, but I do see where they are. I mean, 8-2 is 8-2.
Yeah,
and they're pretty impressive. And Jonathan Taylor should be the MVP.
Now, as it stands,
I don't want to hear about Drake May and Jonathan Taylor should be the MVP. They've got to. They have to address this eventually, but they won't.
No,
they won't.
It's a quarterback-driven award.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. He wants to tell us who he thinks coming out of the AFC. You got the Cowboys?
Nah, man. Okay. Come on. See, y'all bring the Cowboys up first, man. See?
Yeah, that's my fault.
Hey, but listen, man, I would like to say the Ravens, man, but I don't want to seem like a homer. But I just can't see it, man, with this offensive line. You say we last in the sacks, right? Leading sacks. Tied for last. So I just don't see it. And let me get y'all opinion on something else, right? How would y'all feel if EDC did go out and give up with the Packers gave up for Parsons and that lack of production. Would you be disappointed right now?
The lack of production.
No, well, that's always. A risk, man. That's always the risk when you have the ability to, you know, use your hindsight. You go out. Sounds like. Micah Parsons was a premier, you know, pass rusher. You get him. It seemed like a dumb trade for the Cowboys. Then he goes to Green Bay and does nothing really. Hypothetically, you know, say EDC made a deal, gives up valuable draft picks, and picks up Max Crosby. And he comes here and he ends up with 6 sacks for the year or something. Is it worth? No. But it could happen. I mean, it could happen. I don't know if it would happen with Max Crosby, but, you know.
If he finishes the season with 12 and a half sacks, is it a good year for Crosby? Parsons? For Parsons.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he's
good year for anybody.
That's what he's on pace for right now. He's got 6.5 sacks. Every year is not going to be a 20 sack season like the upper double digits, but.
You had 12 sacks a season. You're a Hall of Famer.
And by the way, I'll go back to it, Rashawn. He won a game single-handedly against Arizona. He was out of his mind that game.
But I'm dead serious. If you get 12 sacks a year and you average that, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean, so you play a 12-year career, it's 144 sacks. You're up there with, like, you know, Strahan and guys like that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Rashawn. Sorry.
I agree, man. But just for the price tag, too, man, we're speaking like $47 million, though.
That's the going rate,
just imagine, man. You know, and look at Miles. The guy for the Browns, man. He's earning that paycheck. You know, he had five sacks in one game.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. It's a world where the difference, man, between the two. Even though they're getting paid the same
Miles
money,
Garrett's
man.
The best defensive player in the league.
I mean, yes, by far. But last year was debatable. People were debating, like, man, you know, it was like, oh, Parsons, Garrett
well,
Parsons,
Aiden Hutchinson was hurt too last year. So,
Hutchinson,
I think Kyle Hamilton's the best defensive player in the league.
He's going to be. He focus on pass rushers.
Because the sack numbers and pass rushers are so important.
The edge rushers are the quarterbacks of the MVP, right? The defensive player of the year.
I say it all the time. The guys that get paid, the ones that touch the ball and the ones that touch the quarterback.
And then just touch themselves.
I get paid to do that. I don't get paid for free. Anyway, Rashawn, appreciate the call. Did you have something else? Oh, he's gone. Yep. Boop. I guess that was Joe said sorry.
He's used to being hung up once. We hung up first.
Yeah. I'm hanging up on you guys. Let's go to Antonio and Rosedale. Antonio, what's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Happy Friday, babe.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. Is the Ravens offensive line good enough to get them in the playoffs? And you guys have a good day.
You too, buddy. I think they're good enough to get in the playoffs. I think they're good enough to get in the playoffs.
Get in. You'll get in. You're the weakest division of football right now.
You got to get hot and make a run. If things don't get better, the defense is better the past
that.
Four
That's
games.
True.
Yeah.
That's the weakest division of football. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, we thought it was going to be one of the strongest.
Nobody has a positive point differential.
I think the Ravens will by the end of the year, but this has been an awful
end of next
run.
Week, but it's kind of not the point. It's like, it's week 11, everybody's in the red.
Yeah.
In that division. It's unheard of.
Let's grab another caller here. Let's go to Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, look, we're friends, right? Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send a Rob in. I just turned the radio on, but we're not going to go there right now. And Jeremy. Yeah. Hey, look, check this out. Let me ask y'all a question, right? This on a serious note.
Yeah.
I want both of y'all to put y'all thinking caps on, right? So, hey, real friends, look. So, you know when we make it, let's say we make it to the playoffs, right? But everybody calling about the same thing, and I'm calling on the same thing, guys. Look, that offensive line, and it scares me. Hey, you know when we get into the playoffs and December games and all that, and it's snow. Hey, let me ask y'all a question. So or is it possible when you could have made a change or added to it, right? I'm going to ask you a very important question. Why did they did not go out and try to add to it? Because, I don't lie to you. I do not trust that right side. And let me ask you a question, Jerry. Look, both of y'all. Look, so you know in the past, right, when we lost certain games, I hate to go to the past, but the past means past tense. When Lamar under pressure, that's when the mistakes come. And like, let's say certain teams, right, he make a mistake from the ball. Because it's the line, the offensive line. Because look, when my son used to play football, right, and he used to play middle linebacker, all that. But they put him on the line one time. Well, I said, hold up. I'm mad. Right? I'm going to stop. Why are you playing a lot? The coach, somebody had to explain to you, man. It all goes down in the trenches. Defense off the line. So my point is, hey, Jeremy, why did they not help out this offensive line? Was it possible, or it's not that easy as we think it is? I'm going to let you off.
Shiloh, appreciate the call. I'll address this with my opinion. You tell me what you think, because the different things that you'd heard about the Ravens is, all right, so going into the offseason and compensation picks and all those things by getting other players and how it offsets where your draft picks are. And I know people are going to go, okay, draft picks, whatever, make the offensive line better. Everybody wanted him to trade for Kevin Zeitler. The issue is that if you really start looking at this team moving forward, they have a lot of wholesale problems. They have no tight ends on the roster next year.
Yeah.
You know, you're figuring out, can you restructure your quarterback? You know, what's happening with the offensive line? Tyler Linderbaum, do you have a center to replace him on the roster right now?
No.
So now you got to find that. And you're already talking about how you don't like your offensive line. Do you need to start looking for Ronnie Stanley's replacement?
But I don't
want to
get rid of Linderbaum. We haven't had a good center in a long time. Price is Matt Burke.
But he's pricing himself out. But
they're hard to find. They're not this faceless thing that's in the middle of a line. They're really important to make the line calls and stuff.
This is my point about the draft picks.
But addressing offensive line. You can't address everything all the time. That's not possible. This isn't playing Madden. And we had other needs. They addressed the needs we had. I mean, they picked up Malachi Starks. We need safety help. We need safety depth. So you pick
and
up
And they
safety.
Took the best player available at that point, too.
Yes. You pick up Mike Green. You needed a pass rusher. You also needed inside linebacker help because it was weak. We had Roquan, but Trent Simpson was not that good. So you pick up, Teddy Buchanan, who's a tackling machine. Please, when people say this, I get it. You want everything. You're fans. I totally understand. When you talk about Eric DaCosta, think about who we just drafted. They've all worked out. All of them. That's almost impossible to do. You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
Teddy Buchanan is a starter now. He's offensive player of the week. Defense player of the week. You got him. Starks is playing really well. Starks has stepped right in. He's learning. He's going to be great. I mean, you got Buchanan and Starks. Mike Green is looking good now all of a sudden. You can't expect these guys to come in and be Myles Garrett the day they walk on the field. It takes time. They have to learn the NFL. But they're all playing. That's not common when people draft. And I think he does an amazing job. He's going to whiff. Happens. But, I mean, I think he does a great job. But you can't draft every position. You don't have that many.
Again, fans are concerned about right now, where the front office has to look at right now, next year, the year after that. It's chess with a salary cap. It is. There's no other way around it. All right. We got more to get to here. We're going to come up on some more Ravens talk a little bit later. Shovels at 8 o'clock. But up next, are we witnessing the end of an era for the Ravens tight end room? Do you think next season it's just Likely and Kohler? I want to get your thoughts on what they should do there. We will get into that next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, welcome back. We asked the question, are we witnessing the end of an era for Ravens tight ends room? You think next season it's just Likely and Kolar, but neither one of those guys are under contract. So, got to figure out what it's going to look like. The one thing I know is I'm not worried about the Ravens finding good tight ends. They've done it, whether it's in free agency and getting a vet to come here like a Shannon Sharp, right after that getting a Todd Heap, finding a, we talk about Mark Andrews, Dennis Pitta, I mean, go on and on, and even some of the guys that bounce around the league. Like, you might think Ed Dixon wasn't a great tight end, and he played a lot of damn years in this league.
It wasn't a great tight end.
Again, but I'm just saying they find guys that play.
I saw him at camp. Who was his contemporary? Was it Pitta?
They were drafted the same year.
Yeah. So Pitta and Dixon are in camp, and I'm staying with Mike Preston. And Dixon was the highly touted one.
Mm-hmm.
Mike looks at me and goes, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane.
Yeah.
And he was right.
And Pitta showed out, man, until the injuries got him. But again, like looking at this tight end room, I'm not worried about that per se. They do need to figure out something for Likely because he's a little banged up this week too. But I feel like that's the guy that you want to keep in this roster and that he could be essentially a number one passing option for you. Mm-hmm. Like I know Zay Flowers, if Mark Andrews is still Lamar's favorite target in key situations and especially in the red zone.
Absolutely.
Still his favorite target.
And he's still a great red zone target.
Yeah. I don't know that he wants to come back here on the cheap. If that's something that happens, maybe, like depending on how the season goes, maybe it's something he looks at. I know he loves being here, but it, you know, things change. I mean, you're constantly moving on, and I've said this 1,000 times, and it sucks from a business standpoint. You want to get rid of a guy too soon rather than too late.
Definitely, definitely.
Because then you're overpaying for poor production at that point.
Yeah, and they don't let emotions dictate business here or anywhere in the NFL really. I mean, there's a lot of guys like that, people would want to keep, but you can't. You just can't keep them anymore.
Do you have, concerns over the tight end issues now that, we don't have anybody under contract? You just think this eventually works itself out, right?
I have concerns with a lot of things right now.
Because the thought process is, so if Isaiah Likely does not come to an agreement with them, everything I've read is that they're going to franchise him. And that's a $15 million hit.
It probably will, yeah.
So I don't think Likely's going anywhere, but you don't want to play the game of keep franchising a guy. You want to get him under contract.
No, you don't want to do that. And you need depth at tight end. I mean, first of all, you have two on the field many times, sometimes three, but you need two on the field often. So you need two good tight ends. We have three right now. But I have other, I didn't mean to be vague, but I have other concerns. I think our offensive line is in deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sticking my neck out here. Everybody thinks we're in deep trouble. The offensive line's in deep trouble. We could use some depth at middle inside linebacker because I think that's like a forgotten position, but people still do run the football and you really need linebackers. You need tacklers and tackling's been an issue. It's gotten better, and tight end is an issue because now you have the best tight end room in the NFL to what happens next season, and then, if they don't make a run for it this year and I'm just not confident they're going to. They may make the postseason they have to win the division because you've got multiple teams coming out of the West, I think. So you're going to have to win the division. They may do it because it's a weak division. It's a terrible division this year. The best team in the division right now are the Steelers, and I don't think they're very good. I think they're going to be shown for who they are in the second half of the season now, remaining games. But I remember, because you talk about an eye test. You and I watch the same games. The way I feel, I watch this team and go, nah. They're just a snap away. They're like,
you almost had it. Ooh.
Yeah. Really, I always say that about people. Like, oh, she's just a snap from being really pretty. Like, just that, she's nice, she's cute, but just snap away from it. And that's how I feel about them. Like,
those are the ones I get, the dented cans.
Well, you didn't marry a dented can.
I had to go through a couple before I found one that wasn't sure what I was.
Yeah, but... But when I look at it, because I remember when the Ravens won the first Super Bowl, my father was, he'd come down, you know, I was police commissioner, he'd come down and watch the games. And I told him, we're watching whatever, I said, this team's going to the Super Bowl. He goes, oh, come on. And he was a rabid football fan, knew a lot. You know, he was a bled New York Giant blue. He loved his Giants. I'm telling you, they're going. And you could see it. And they sucked on offense. They didn't score a touchdown in like four games.
Yeah.
They were terrible on offense. I said, they're going to the Super Bowl. Nobody can score on these guys. They're really different. And everybody left. And then when they went, and then all my buddies in New York were like, we're going to kill you guys. I go, oh, yeah? I don't think you are. I don't think so.
Oh, they got annihilated.
They had one special teams touchdown. That was it. They didn't score an offensive point. Yeah, that's it.
The biggest play was what? Armstead with that interception that it ended up getting called back because of a penalty.
Yeah.
That could have, maybe jump-started them.
Kick return. That's it.
But they got their asses handed to them. And then the worst part about the kick return for them is that the Ravens returned a kickoff for a touchdown right after it. It's just like, yeah, we're taking that back.
Yes. 34-7 is not a good score in the Super Bowl.
Oof-a.
Yeah. Anyway, my point was, I saw it in that. I don't see it right now. I don't.
Well,
I hope I'm wrong. I want them to go, obviously.
Let me tell you the reason why I think it's important that they hold on to draft picks. Mm-hmm. Here are all their undrafted free agents for next year. Now, I'll say this. Keaton Mitchell is a restricted free agent, but it goes deep on this team. Likely, Stout, Kohler, Falele, Cleveland, Jake Hummel, Nick Moore, Awuzie, Travis Jones is a free agent. Are you going to be able to re-sign him? Knowing what happened with Matabike, they're saying he's going to be the number one defensive line free agent in all of football. David Ajabo, John Jenkins, Joseph Noteboom, Tylan Wallace, Patrick Ricard, Ardarius Washington, Tyler Linderbaum, Kyle Van Noy, D-Hop.
Buck Showalter.
Gilman, yeah, Draymond Jones. He's an undrafted free agent that you traded for. So now are you keeping him? Your pass rushers are coming up.
Billy Martin.
Mark Andrews.
She reminds me of the Seinfeld bit, the way you did that.
Yeah.
With the Yankee managers.
But all this, that's a lot of names to be undrafted, and I think some of those guys hold important positions where I don't know that you have a player waiting right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you traded for two guys whose contracts expire at the end of the year.
Yep.
So I think those are things that you have to look at and why draft picks are extremely important to this team.
They are.
So, all right, coming up, hour number three. Got a lot going on. MLB, want to talk about some of their awards. You saw Scoobel gets the Cy Young. Want to bring up who finished second in the Cy Young voting. It might piss off some Oriole fans. And where Trevor Rogers finished. Mm-hmm. Yuck. We'll get into that, but we got shovels coming up next. Ed, who's getting yours?
Oh, I'm going to have to give mine to, I hate to call people idiots, but an idiot I encountered yesterday.
All right, we've got shovels coming up. We want to get yours, 410-583-1057. We'll give you ours coming up right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.